You are listening to Something Rather Than Nothing. Creator and host, Ken Vellante. Editor and producer, Peter Bauer.
This is Ken Vellante with the Something Rather Than Nothing podcast. And for this episode, I'm very happy to have Aslam Sorlu Thompson, who is a painter, and she lives in London. And I discovered her works on Instagram and just absolutely love the dynamic color and composition of her paintings. So I am so pleased to have Aslam, and we're speaking to her from London. Welcome to the podcast, Aslam.
Thank you very much. Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and I wanted to thank you for taking your time in joining us and introducing probably a lot of my listeners to your fantastic paintings. But before we get into that, one of the things I wanted to ask is, what were you like as a young child? Were you always interested in art, or did you show an artistic inclination or interest when you were younger?
Yes, actually, I was very, very observant child. Still, I am a very observant person. And I was always observing nature, walking in this open nature area. And I started painting and drawing in very early age, about 5 years old, when I started first drawing. And it was always something very normal to me, very normal to do. So natural way of expressing myself. So it was like that. I loved using colors as well. I used lots of pencils in the early ages, did lots of drawing. And then when I first went to school, my teacher said to me, I have my kind of technique while drawing. So even they said that to me, I chose different directions in life and studied science and all this turned into biology. And it's really made me so happy to do that, as well as focusing on art in the end. I think it's a very good experience for me.
Yeah, and one of the things I mentioned to you is I'm very interested in science, and sometimes during the show there's been a bit of an overlap between folks who do science and work in art, or back and forth. I'm always interested in the connection between two fields which many people think are just very different. So I'm always really interested in how they connect for the artist. And I was wondering, for you, with your background in science and biology and moving into art, how you made that transition, or whether it felt like a transition?
I think it was so natural process for me. And when I was studying biology, I was drawing all these creatures, all these microscopic bacteria and all these things on microscope PC. I was drawing them on paper, and my teachers, my professors were very impressed by them. They wanted me to do their illustrations for their books. So it was like a natural thing to me. I don't know about generally, maybe it might seem to other people very different subjects. But when you are in nature and when you are observing nature, and if you have a talent to draw or paint, you can just start doing it. And I think my imagination helped me a lot as well. When I saw this microscopic world, I thought, why not? I can create my own world. And I decided to create fantastic creatures in my mind and put them on paper and then sketch them and then turn them into big paintings. And I used lots of different colors to express how I feel, how I feel about life, about nature. So colors also helped me a lot while doing that. I think they have a connection between them, art and science, very deep connection, because we are organic structures. Our mind, our imagination is coming from nature itself. We are connected to nature. We can't live without it. We are part of it, like we are stardust, as Carl Sagan says. So yeah. I think that we have a deep connection with nature, and we should keep it like that and
not lose
that connection.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. I'm always really interested in that question, and I certainly don't think they're very different, you know, areas of activity. Another thing I wanted to ask you too, though, is you moved from Turkey to London, and I've been to London twice, and I love, you know, just the size and the dynamic aspects of the art scene in London. What's your experience been about how place and where you've been influence your painting?
I think moving from one country to another is making a huge challenge in somebody, in person's life. It affected my painting, because when I first came here, I was thinking of maybe study more biology, do my doctorate degree, do other things. But when I stayed with myself for a long time, because when you move somewhere, you are like changing all your skin. You are throwing one skin like a crocodile through and building another one. So it was a big change for me. Before that, in Turkey, we have very oriental art and music. I think my colors, I use lots of colors in my paintings when you look at them. My colors are coming from my past experiences in my country, because we have so much sunlight, we have very live culture and very oriental music and art, and they use lots of colors as well, because sunlight probably affecting some parts of brain, I don't know very well, but and your subconscious is full of live colors. And when I came here, it wasn't that sunny all the time. London is a very great city to live if you are an artist, because you have so many things to see freely. You can go to galleries, you can go to exhibitions, and when you see so many paintings, so many artists, so many amazing artworks, it's making you understand what is good or bad. You are becoming very good at it by the time. And when I first came to London, I came for studying in 2010 for English. I saw lots of artworks, and then I went back to Turkey, and I started drawing more and more because of probably what I saw in here. And then I came back in 2015, and I decided to be focused on this subject much deeper than early times. And I said to myself, this is what I should do in life, be an artist and just paint. I think this whole thing, moving one city to another, and also the cultural differences created my art, actually, I can say, because you can use two different cultures, put them together, and use your imagination, and it can create something unique instead of just one side or the other.
And as far as one of the things I wanted to ask you, and I thought about this when you were speaking and talking about the the dynamism of the color and the sun, your experiences and your memories in Turkey and London. Yeah, can be rather foggy, gray and drab and rainy at times. And so I definitely thought about, the color in your art, and it's a really fascinating thing to think about. For me, I paint, and I've only painted for a couple years, and I struggle with having a natural inclination or an understanding of using color or a lot of different types of color. Do you feel that part of your painting, is that been something you've had to learn over time as far as the color combination, or is that something you felt maybe you've had a knack or an ability throughout time?
I think using the color is my the best ability I have. I am still I have my own way of painting, but I am not very maybe good at technique of, it's very, I'm not using usual methods of techniques of painting, but I always thought that my painting, the most important thing in my painting is when you look at it, you will always remember that color. You will see it, and then you will feel like, the viewer will feel like they look at something totally made of feeling, because colors are feelings. For me, they can express feelings better than anything else, better than any shape, better than any figures. Colors are giving that feeling, and I heard that when I was so small as well. I was mixing colors and finding out another color, and when I look at them, they make me so happy. When I go to art shop, it's the happiest place for me in the world, going to an art shop and looking at all that color in front of me. So I think it's the way of expressing myself, so it is the best way.
I found that when I started painting, I started to absolutely love certain colors that I never really noticed before. And that was a great discovery for me. Like, my favorite color painting, even though I actually don't use it a lot, is yellow and variations of yellow. And that's never a color that had a lot of appeal to me, but God, I love that color now.
Yellow is great. Positive. You probably heard about Kandinsky's color theory, about colors. He created a theory about it. Kandinsky, Russian artist, very famous.
I don't know it. Can you tell me about it?
He has a theory about every color has their own meaning, and he's explaining it very well. Everybody who is interested in color using in the painting, they should look it up and find out about it more, because it's really amazing. You can, he's talking about which color is what kind of feeling it is giving to the person who is looking at it. It's so interesting.
Thank you so much. We're talking with Aslam Serlo Thompson. And, just talking about color in her painting. And thanks so much for your comments there. I'm deeply fascinated by my guests' thoughts on color, particularly within painting. But I got a big question for you, Aslam. What is art?
I think art is creating something without really thinking about it, really organizing it with your subconsciousness, using the deepest side of your whatever it is. I don't know if it's soul or it is the adenosine triphosphate and energy in ourselves. There's a kind of energy we have inside our body, and reaching that level of deepness and expressing it on a paper or on a canvas. I think this is art for me.
And thank you for that. 2020's been I don't know how to describe 2020, but with the pandemic and various social issues and disruptions that have gone on, at least, you know, for me that I've experienced in the United States, but has been worldwide, of course. Yeah. Do you think art itself or creating art, that there's a different role for art right now, today, or does it kind of still serve the same role that it's always served?
I think, of course, which century people were in or we are in, is art always got affected by what has been happening around us. Lots of artists in the history, when we look at them, they moved from one country to another. They expressed a word on Picasso, for example. They expressed wars on canvases, and I think art has lots of things to say to the world. I think it is one of the best ways to tell people what is happening, and it is being recorded, and the next centuries can see it and understand this century better with some artworks. So I think art creates equality in the world, and art is universal. So it is like a universal language. When you look at an artwork, you don't have to know that any language, you don't have to have a skin color, you don't have any kind of difference. It's indifferent, right? Becoming indifferent in mind, and you can just look at an artwork and feel whatever it's giving it to you. So art is universal, and art brings equality to the human beings, which is we don't see very often in this century. There's lots of problems in the world. So yes, I think art is so important for everybody, and it will be in the future as well.
Have you found for yourself as an artist that it's been easier or more difficult to create amidst the pandemic?
I found it, from my experience, I found it easier because I had so much time for myself, and it made me create more paintings, create more ideas about what should I do. So it was for me a very creative time, but also because of the pandemic, we can see the galleries are closed all around the world. We can see the people have worries about how to get food, how to survive. So it became a little bit more less maybe important to normal societies because they had to survive from this virus and everything. But for artists, I think it was very, very important to be aware of what's going on and create whatever their potentials are. So for me, it was a good time. Even I was so worried about my family in Turkey and everybody, or my friends, I focused very hard on my artwork.
Yeah, and thank you for your answer. I mean, I know I've had this question and have talked with various artists over time, and you know, it's there's been, you know, what I would say very different type of pressures at times, or very different type of questions about, you know, what should I be doing, or should I change it, or should I just, you know, art my way through this time. Like everybody's had a different response. I'm always very interested in how you navigate that. I got another question that I'd like your answer. Who or what made you who you are?
Very good question. I think life experiences and challenges and where I was born and how to see the experiences and how to make them a potential creativity made me myself me. So all of these things, if I was born somewhere else, maybe I would be someone else. I think that's one of the biggest things. Where you are born is like creating everything in your life, and then when you learn from it, and then when you move somewhere else, you are having lots of different experiences, and this is building up, and there will be always challenges, of course. And this challenge is making you stronger, and if you focus on who you are very deeply, you can understand what you should do in life. So I think I had a very big process of understanding myself all these years, and I finally found that I should just paint. This was my answer. So I decided that, no one else decided it for me. I made this decision and I took the risk and I started following it right now, and I'm doing my best.
Yeah. And thank you. I mean, you had something in there about that I think that's really profound, in the sense that, you know, who am I first, and then what do I do? And, you know, I'd imagine, as you described that process, while not easy, it sounds to me that it was just connected with what you knew you should do, or and how you developed. So, and I thank you for that, because I and others get to enjoy your painting. So, okay. Aslam, why is there something rather than nothing?
I think I can say experience. We should have experiences. So there is experience rather than nothing. We should have experiences about life, about why are we in this world, and understanding deeply ourselves. So I think that's my answer, experience, I can say.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I mean, I know, as far as a lot of, you know, your answers to these questions, I tell guests this a lot of the time. I'm impacted by ideas and how people look at the world. And so I always personally appreciate, you know, beyond creating the podcast and for my audience, I also always personally appreciate how my guests help prompt my thinking on questions that I think about a lot. So I really appreciate that. So Aslam, I've had guests, you know, from around the world. Most of my guests have been in the United States, but I've had some from England, in Australia, in Ireland. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering here, for the final question, if you could just let everybody know, no matter where they are, how they might be able to connect with your art, where to find it, where to find you, and whatever you'd like to share.
Of course. Thank you very much for giving me a chance to talk about these things today. I have an Instagram account. They can find me, Old Lamp for Lou Thompson, my account name. And I have a website with the same name, ozlamsolutomson.com. And they can Google me and find out very easily about some of my publications, my artwork, my exhibitions, next exhibitions, and my art books going to be published in 2021, some of art books. So I think Instagram is the best platform to find out about my art, because I share my processes as well, not only the artwork. I share, when I paint, I share close-up pictures of the artwork so they can see detail. They can write me easily. I'm always answering the questions when anybody writes me about anything. Thank you very much for inviting me for this lovely podcast.
Yeah. Thank you, Ozlem. It's been a great pleasure to talk to you. And I can tell you that I'm gonna dive a bit more into Kandinsky and in color and take into account about color and just its impact. And you've helped me kind of form my thoughts more about it. And really appreciate your art, really appreciate your time. And I hope to talk to you again soon. Ozlem Sorlu Thompson, a wonderful painter. Thank you so much for joining Something Rather Than Nothing.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for inviting me. It was lovely to talk to you, and your questions are really amazing. They are very mind-opening questions. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ozlem. Take care now.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to Something Rather Than Nothing.